Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, WWE rejects huge Cody Rhodes pitch.
A backstage update on AJ Styles' WWE role and future.
And I'm going to give you the real reason Lance Archer hasn't been wrestling for AEW.
I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
Cody Rhodes. He's a man with a lot of ideas.
Ooh, yes.
A lot of, the rubber chicken probably wasn't one of them, but... You know,
they're saving that for War Games.
He's a very creative guy, as we've learned through the trials and tribulations of the Codyverse.
Indeed. He solved racism in AEW.
He claimed as much. He didn't claim as much, obviously.
No.
A lot of ideas enter this man's head. Sometimes they are brilliant, sometimes they are Codyverse.
Yes.
But Boozer Wrestling has been on the insider account with a building track record of getting
back once
stuff.
Again.
Correct. So we'll keep talking about these things that come out. Apparently, Cody wanted to work a dog collar match with Brock Lesnar, but WWE ultimately rejected that idea. Now, there's no word on whether or not that would have been for one of the two matches they've had already or a further match they may have in the future. You'd imagine that they're one-on-one, all of that stuff, passed out in the Kimura, all of that referee stoppage. The first one was a roll-up. There's not really been a totally... clean, decisive tap out or pinfall yet. The first one was a pinfall, but you know, roly-poly up. Cody wanted to do a dog collar match. It doesn't surprise me at all. He's done them in the past and they've been very good and very dramatic. Brock Lesnar pulling you along on a dog collar sounds absolutely terrifying. There's no word on why WWE turned this stipulation down. Maybe the visuals of it, maybe they decree the visual of that a little bit too extreme, perhaps. I don't know. There you go. They didn't want to go with it. And now Cody is a dog collarless man. Oh. Well,
I can understand both sides of this. I understand Cody pitching out. I think it would kick ass, to be perfectly honest, if they were given the freedom that I would suspect that they would have been given if WWE had given this green light. It's Cody and Brock. Look what they've done already. Look at that cut Brock got in the centre of his forehead. And the fact that they didn't go, stop the match, we need to cover you in 20 towels before we can continue.
Yeah, we need to grey everything out.
But I do think this might have been a step too far for a slightly, not necessarily as much as it was, but a slightly more PG WWE when compared to AEW and their dog collar match, for example.
Yeah, they're not going to... They certainly wouldn't make it as grisly. As like an AEW offering because of different policies on how they produce their
Mattel's
shows.
Mattel's new dog collar match.
It's like a Snoopy cash-in or something like that. That's what they would do. That's what they would do. But yeah, I guess the feud continues now. And the first couple of matches have been good, dramatic, entertaining stuff.
I loved him realising he'd use his cast as a weapon.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's attached to my body. Yeah. I'm going to clock you with this. He's from Yorkshire.
I don't know what the plan is next for this, because obviously he's put out that open challenge for Brock, but we're typically in the usual Brock downtime now, although he seems to... Brock's has he worked every premium live event this year?
He's
certainly come close, it feels like.
Yeah, if he hasn't, he's certainly put in quite the shift.
I don't know whether he's going to be at Money in the Bank, for example. Obviously, that would kind of put pay to my booking of Cody winning Money in the Bank, but we'll see how it plays out.
Could do that. They could do Cody in Money in the Bank. They could do Brock versus Rollins at Money in the Bank, and then you keep them separate and then maybe do it at SummerSlam.
Mm.
Something like that might be good.
Still holding that hope for Cody to dethrone Roman at SummerSlam.
Probably
disappearing into the distance. But let's bring you an update on AJ Styles. A backstage update coming from... Who's a wrestling again? He could be set for a new character direction in WWE. Obviously, most recently, he challenged for the... not inaugural, but it's sort of inaugural.
The new inaugural.
The new old...
The new inaugural.
Yeah. The new old World Heavyweight Championship, basically. Because I think they're continuing the lineage of that one, obviously.
Did a really poor job of combining those words.
And he has been showing up on every show, despite the brand split. I think him and his boys, the OC, including, of course, me and Meechin, are SmackDown. But who cares? They show up wherever they want. But WWE has discussed the idea of stars becoming, quote, more aggressive and determined on television. How or when this is going to manifest itself is yet to be confirmed. But he gave Top Dollar a phenomenal forearm on his birthday, on AJ Styles' birthday, that is, on Friday.
Rude.
And I'm just glad to see him back on television. Is that the longest time he's been out with injury?
Yeah, I think it was... I read somewhere or heard somewhere that it was the longest absence of his career.
Yeah.
I haven't fact-checked that, but it's a statement that was made.
It feels like he's been perpetually 40 for about the last 10 years.
Yeah, maybe even longer. I like having AJ around, obviously. He's one of the greatest American wrestlers of all time. Very good match with Seth the Chef the other week. And then on Raw, they had the fun tag match and all of that stuff. So I'm okay with him being a bit more aggressive, a bit more determined. I think that old Vince McMahon pitch about him becoming a little pit bull was quite worrying a few years ago because Vince is an idiot. But he'd probably dress him up like as a dog and put him in this Cody match.
He'd tag with Butch, wouldn't he?
Yeah, Kennel from Hell 2.0, except they're a tag team. It'd be weird. But yeah, I like having AJ around. I admire Gallows and Anderson for their approach to the business. They're fun. And Mia Yim, I've been a long-term proponent of Mia Yim.
She's going to have to beef up on Twitter over the weekend. I think I saw something.
Rude.
It's all kicking off.
All kind of rude behaviour going on.
Yeah.
Imagine giving Top Dollar a phenomenal forearm.
Has there ever been a more successful, you work for them, you are never going to work for us? Actually, no, you're right. We'll put the world title on you for like over a year and stuff like that than AJ Styles.
Yeah, I mean, if the list of contenders for that crown would be very short.
It was, and there was major concerns in the Wilborn household when he immediately lost at WrestleMania against Y2J, if you remember. Y2AJ, as some people called it.
Yeah, he should have gone over in that match, but I guess he pinned Jericho on Raw the next night in a four-way or whatever it was.
Literally forgot that happened.
Yeah,
so shows
yeah. It was like, he won the match. It was like,
no, he lost the big one, but okay. But since then, he's gone from strength to strength.
It was 7 years ago.
And he saved us from Jinder Mahal, so, thank you very much, AJ.
The greatest title reign of our era.
He was featured on that Roman Reigns graphic on Friday. I was like, don't bang on about that.
Yeah, you scrub that one from history.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Right, do you want to know why Lance Archer hasn't been wrestling much lately? Why
is it because he's a bloody lazy bastard?
He will kill you for that. He's been injured.
Oh, I do apologize, Mr. Archer.
So Lance has been dealing with a torn triceps. That's why he's not been doing a lot lately.
I thought that was going to be the case, by the way. Yeah. I didn't mean it, Mr. Archer.
He cut a promo at New Japan Dominion this weekend. He wrestled Will Ospreay on that show. And he did, New Japan always do these post-match promos backstage where they look down the camera. I'll just read you what Lance said. There is a reason I haven't been wrestling a lot, and it has nothing to do with bad booking, you dumb shits. What everyone doesn't realise is that I've been battling a torn triceps and I've kept it quiet. I didn't tell anyone because I didn't need your sympathy. I didn't need your get-well wishes. I didn't need anything. I just needed time, and now I'm back. So that's good to hear that he's doing well, and he's back on track. He lost to Ospreay at Dominion, which means Ospreay now challenges Kenneth Omega for the US title, the New Japan US IWGP Heavyweight US title. I think Forbidden Door, is that confirmed?
It's certainly...
I think
it was. I feel like... It's one of those things where I can't remember if I saw the graphic because it's been confirmed or someone's made the graphic because it's about to be confirmed.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm pretty sure it was. But yeah, obviously Omega Ospreay first was... The first one was incredible.
Yeah,
I think it's
good, yeah.
A lot of... It wasn't as good as Tony D'Angelo in the coffin fight.
Put some respect on the trunk match, that's all I'm saying. No, match of the year for you?
A lot of people's match of the year. Mine's Eddie versus Claudio.
For
me and my tastes, but a lot of people would have that. Like, it was phenomenal. It was
unreal. I think it's mine.
I think the second one will be even better. Because these are two very good wrestlers.
It's that or the triple threat of Mania with Gunther.
Yeah. But yeah, good to hear that Lance is back from this. Sometimes people are dealing with things that you don't know about. So maybe sometimes we should be a bit less, hey, this booking stinks, when sometimes there are reasons for things.
Yeah, I'm glad he's back.
A lesson for all of us.
I've missed seeing him murder people in matches and just part of his entrance.
Yeah. You like seeing him kill people.
I do like that, though.
As a shoot.
I didn't tell you because I don't want your stupid bloody sympathy. What a guy.
What a man.
But yeah, Andy, you're right. Just because someone's not on screen, maybe they're dealing with something personal, whether it's an injury or something just in their personal life. Maybe don't just tag them in stuff on social media and be an arsehole. Just a thought.
Leave Lance be. He's very good, very fun. I'm glad he's healthy.
Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE, of course. Funny you mentioned Eddie Kingston, actually, because Mark Smith starts off with the first question of today. Right, in Morning Legends, assuming AEW have All In and All Out close together, maybe as soon as a week, I think that's around about the right time scale, is now the perfect time for Andy Murray's wet dream to come true? It's not a sentence I need to read on a Monday morning, Mark.
Use different terminology, Mark. Jesus.
Is that now the perfect time for that to come true? And Eddie Kingston have a short title reign. Have a good day. You have a good day too, Mark.
I like the romantic idea of Eddie winning it in New York.
Oh, yeah.
That would be perfect. Grand Slam. I don't know how many of these things clash with the G1 climax. I've not looked at the dates yet. Obviously, he's in the G1 this year, which is very cool. I'm sure Eddie was buzzing when
he heard
that news.
Yeah.
Or when he got asked to be in it or whatever. But yeah, I mean, it's still something I would like to see for sure. But I do think Grand Slam, or just a show in New York, is a bit better just because it's his city and all of this stuff. It's his area. Obviously, he's built from Yonkers, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
The pop would be bigger. It'd be more emotional. And then he can cruelly lose it like a week later.
Yeah, I think you can just have him lose it on television if you're going to do something like this. I'm slightly worried, a bit like Michael Hamblet on most weekday mornings, that they've missed the train with this one. Oh, sorry, Andy, they're running late. Oh, he's just lazy, isn't he? It felt like that around that Jericho feud, it just sort of fizzled out a little bit.
Teddy, man, he can be back over.
But, like you say, yeah.
Yeah, like he can cut one promo and immediately he's...
Excited to have the back and forth between him and CM Punk on television again as well.
Baby, let's go. Run that back. If Eddie Kingston doesn't hate CM Punk, if they don't hate each other to the point they don't want to work with each other, because I don't know if they like each other or not. Who cares?
It was a great sort of work shoot promo, wasn't it?
Yeah. If you can do that feud again, this shoot, because it was the best thing ever.
I think that might be top five favourite openings to a match I've ever seen.
Probably top one.
Yeah.
I think.
He's great.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think necessarily it's going to be all out to all in or all into all out. I forget which order it is.
Everything's confusing.
Indeed. I still wouldn't rule it out because, like you say, Eddie Kingston's the man.
He's the god.
Can't wait to see him in the G1, man.
God of this.
Oh.
Love him.
Brandon C says, morning, guys. What do you think of CM Punk challenging Sanada for the IWGP Championship at Forbidden Door? They can use it to launch the feud with Samoa Joe on Collision by having him cost Punk the match.
I wouldn't do a finish like that because it's a New Japan match. It's a world title match. New Japan generally don't do a lot of stuff like that. And when they do, it's usually reserved for House of Torture, who are the worst thing in the world. I would 100% would avoid a finish like that because it's just not the way to go. This should be pure wrestling. But the match does sound like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Sanada, reborn in this new role. clean shaven, looking very handsome. He looks like $1 million. He looks like a star. I need to go and watch him and Yota Tsuji versus from Dominion this week. I have not seen that one yet, but yeah, I'm into it. I think it'd be a good match. I think it'd be a lot of fun. And you got to get CM Punk on the card, baby.
It's just nice to be able to fantasy book CM Punk matches again and not think, well, that's probably not going to happen.
Yeah, unless Sanada's like a diehard hater of Larry, I think we're okay.
Or here's your catalyst.
You see, Ace Steel did an interview with Fightful this week. That rules ass, man. I love it.
I think I saw a tweet about it and I went, why?
They're just talking about like NXT and stuff because obviously Steel can't, you know, break legal agreements and stuff. But I was like, it's really cool actually. There's a lot of details on Select.
Do you think it was like when I used to work in the radio and I interviewed a pop star once and their management stood directly behind me to step 1 foot out of the realm that we've given you here. You don't just ask them about the album and that's it.
Except the manager in this case was Larry.
Yeah. Deal boy. Final question today comes from Barton Keys. Do you see Callis forming a sort of counter-elite stable? For me, he's just situationally with the BCC. And who's in it? Takeshita, Ospreay, Aussie Open. Does it get too close to being just United Empire plus Takeshita? And are factions good again?
Factions are good. They've always been good. Yeah. You've been falling for the poison from these online wrestling cynics.
Quite right.
I'm one of them, but never mind. Yes. Callis... How did I end up with the bad seat?
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Was this you?
I filmed it. I forgot. I filmed Face to Cam on Friday. It should be coming out soon. All about the bloodline. Yeah. And I was like, well, if I don't have to sit in the squeaky chair, but we'll swap them back for the afternoon news later.
You're going
to
catch this eye rake if you're not careful.
No. Zero effect.
I think this is a good idea. Rather than Callis just like replacing William Regal in the BCC, which would be odd. Ospreay, he put Bruv in his Twitter bio. That's happening. Takeshita's there already. Aussie Open makes sense. Why not just be United Empire, like the American branch of it? Why not? Why not? Takeshita in New Japan. Oh my God, that would be ridiculous. There's all kinds of crossover potential things there. Yeah, it would make sense to be an extension of the United Empire.
Yeah, I just think whenever Takeshita's there, you need to have Don Callis within about 5 feet of him. Because anytime I just see Takeshita, I'm like, he's a lovely man. Yeah. I won't be booing him. I don't care what he did.
Yeah.
Don Callis, potentially cutting a promo in good old British.
Booga booga. As British people.
Hello, governors. You know, it's me, Don Callis.
Oh, I've come to London to shamble.
It doesn't really matter. You won't be able to hear it if he gets boos like he did on Dynamite.
All he has to do is come out in Wembley Stadium and cut a promo saying jelly eels are pish.
Yeah. Just a quick reminder for any wrestling company, don't do the local football team's angle because we all hate everyone.
Yeah.
So, like, just going, I hear those guys over in Chelsea. Everyone hates everyone.
Yeah, you can't really do it,
There's no wearing a local jersey and being...
So the solution is then, of course, to insult the colossal failure that is the English national team.
Yeah.
Which gets...
Sorry, just correction there. England men's national team.
Yes. The Lionesses are very good. The Gareth Southgate man is shambles. They get to a final. They lose. They throw the dummy out. They spit the dummy out. They trash their own... They racially abuse their own players. Yeah. England, you're a disgrace.
We need Phil Neville in charge. That's what we need.
Oh, yeah, he'll fix it.
Right, let's move on to today's and finally. I feel I'm saying this a lot lately, but I'm really happy to be saying that.
Obviously, it's not every England fan that abuses their own players.
It's just winding us up, guys. Don't
Scotland better.
Don't fall for it. Yeah. Scotland is better.
Scotland better.
But yeah, I feel like I'm saying this a lot recently, Andy, but here at What Culture, we love love.
And
lovely news over the weekend, Madcap Moss and Emma got engaged. So congratulations to them. There was a post.
Why wasn't this on SmackDown?
It's posted on Instagram with Moss down on one knee. Lovely backdrop. It does look a little bit like they're near the Tyne Bridge there. I don't think they are.
They're down at Judy's Inn Gateshead.
Yeah.
Just been the siege. Got some crafts.
Emma wrote, I said yes a million times in my head before you even asked. Congratulations to them. Lovely stuff.
Yeah, this is nice. I didn't see this at all. So
no, me neither.
Warming news on the Monday. Good for that.
Pregnancies, engagements. Adam loves love. Heal. I thought they were going to say that's the next.
Well, Cody
Power
and the
couple.
Chicken.
Cody and the Chicken. Sorry,
Cody
Brandy.
And the Chicken.
Right, let us know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comments section below. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe. Subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. We're reviewing SmackDown, we're reviewing Rampage, and we're looking ahead to Monday Night Raw a little bit later on today. Thoughts, Twitter questions, all that good stuff at What Culture WWE, of course. Watch, they can follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for, I wrote this down. I need to remind myself. Oh, yeah, Herg.
Follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at What Culture WWE, as I said. And make sure you join me and Andy later on today for some more news and after news coming your way in just a few hours' time. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray, the squeaky chair. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.